They are definitely celebrating, though, with our little Dallas Stars winning Game 1 of the Western Conference Final. Big comeback win. They went into the third period down 3-1 to the hated Edmonton Oilers, but rallied back, ended up with an empty netter at the end. A 6-3 Stars win.
Dallas
Stars. Yes, we're going to the Super Bowl.
Play again on Friday here in Dallas. Katy Perry, I guess, is tonight. Since she got bumped. She was supposed to be there last night. But Dallas Stars Corey Perry started a fight at the very end of the game.
It's not very nice.
Yeah, it's close enough, though. It's probably more entertaining than the Katy Perry concert. That's on the Dallas side tonight. Also, I mean, he said it was going to be Dallas. We talked about it yesterday. But that could, again, be just, you know, a person not from here that just calls this whole area Dallas. But Tom Cruise will be randomly popping up in movie theaters, as it technically comes out on Friday, but I guess they're doing early screenings of Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning.
Do you think he's going to, like, catapult down a building or something? Super cool.
Probably. He does his own stunts, just like us in Will It Float. We do our own stunts as well.
I can't wait.
I know.
I can't either.
So be on the lookout for Tom Cruise or somebody that looks like him. Exactly. But I don't. Hey. It is cruise night at a Bouray's.
What are the odds?
Good, it.
Great to be back at Bouray's on cruise night.
I mean, Tom Cruise is no Larry, let's be honest.
He'll probably, he would like, you know, hang off the top of your GT or something like that if you want to peel out down the road.
He'll do it.
He'll do it.
I can't wait.
There it is.
Chirp out.
Cruise watch. In effect.
So they're calling it an egret invasion. North Fort Worth community of Parker Glen has a lot of birds right now, which is normally a good thing. You like the birds. The neighbors do not agree. They say it's absolutely disgusting on Teal Street because of what they leave behind.
Oh, no.
They're loud. They're federally protected.
Yeah.
And you cannot touch the egret. Even worse, people don't want them near their vehicles. So they'll start honking down to keep them away. Now, this is very loud. And then the birds are even louder. One lady says her toddler can't even spend much time in the backyard because they're everywhere. The colony is massive. Some think it's because the city didn't trim the trees this year, which gives them a lot of places to hang out.
Yeah.
And, well, experts say nature's just going to have to take its course.
Yeah, it's weird that they picked North Fort Worth.
I mean,
golly,
everybody's doing it.
Everybody's moving here.
Come on. We've already got a million. Settle down, egret.
Well, graduations underway and have been, too, especially at the collegiate ranks. And congratulations out of TCU. He has the master's degree, and then he's got to go back to junior high. The youngest to ever get at TCU a master's degree, earn it, not get it, earn it, would be 13-year-old Andrew Stewart. Wow. He is, yes, he is one of the youngest graduates, period, in TCU history, but earned a Master of Liberal Arts degree. And then he's got a master's degree now.
Is it the same thing in the master's in liberal arts?
He walks the stage, no fanfare, because, you know, for like the postgraduate degrees, they're not a big shindig and soiree and stuff like that.
They should be.
13 years old. He plans to go back to junior high next year. Seriously. And then down the way, UT just had its oldest PhD ever earned at the age of 78. Charles Chuck Corley has earned it. PhD for electrical and computer engineering. Took him roughly about 10 years to achieve this feat, so congratulations on that. So you have TCU's youngest, UT's oldest. Chuck also plans to move back home with his parents.
So there's a lot to expect this summer. Sun, fun, heat, Texas heat. So how hot is it? Well, the Weather Service predicting a little less rain this summer, but a bit warmer than normal June through August. And though your Old Farmer's Almanac agrees, the driest conditions in America, the Great Plains, Oklahoma, right here in Texas.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be fun.
So pretty much on par for the course.
Yeah, so Texas is going to do Texas things.
You hear that, Egrets? You may want to go. Mm-hmm. It's not going to be great.
It's not going to be fun.
A reminder that today, Gordon ISD, which has been through heck and back with the tornadoes from last Sunday, Gordon Longhorns taking on the Parrotwit Pirates today. Best of three regional final series in the 1A UIL Baseball State Championship. So those guys have been just had quite a week out there, as pretty much certainly on the sporting side, so much of that was just laid to waste by the tornadoes and the storms that came through. So game one is tonight, and it will be down in there in the Ville, Stephenville High School. That's the neutral site, and that was going to be it anyway. 7:30 start time, first pitch tonight, and then game two and three, if necessary. That'll be out of Weatherford High School on Saturday. So, again, going out there to support Gordon Longhorns, man.
Hook 'em horns.
Indeed, mm-hmm. Sir.
He knows.
Also in sporting news, the Dallas Cowboys and their new head coach, Brian Schottenheimer, they're doing OTAs, which is off-season, just training and drills and stuff.
It's like the LBCs and TLCs.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Mm-hmm. Well, the Cowboys now in the locker room have added a ping pong table in the middle of it. New head coach Schottenheimer likes, quote, how it brings out the competitiveness in his players.
That's interesting. You know, I used to work at a place that had a pool table right in the middle. And it was like, is this a test?
Did it spur creativity and competitiveness?
No, I mean, there wasn't much beer around it. So, I mean, that's when everybody's good at pool, right?
I'm excited to hear about in week three that Dak is out with a ping pong related incident.
Go, Forrest!
And earlier in the month, remember we told you about these driverless autonomous big rig semis.
It's a fantastic
that
idea.
They were tested and now launched with this driverless trucking company down 45, that stretch between Houston and Dallas. Aurora Innovation. Well, yesterday, Aurora Innovation reversing course a little bit. The company said we're going to have a human in the driver's seat, though.
That may be a good idea.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're not exactly saying why, and saying that the human will only observe, not actually drive the truck. It will still be, quote, automated, and it will have no impact, they say, on their development plans. I think AI took one look at Texas traffic in our roads and said, yeah, okay.
No, thank you.
Waking up with you, Texas.